You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you can join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We've got a whole bunch of callers on hold tonight, so I'm going to get to them, and we'll get through as many of them as we can in our hour together. I think we're in week, three or four of the pandemic, and I hope you're all doing well. We are fine here in Sweet Home, Alabama. My life has not changed much. We're not going out to dinner as much. We're picking up carry out every once in a while, but I do my work from my house anyways, and I'm on the phone all day talking to people around the world, and that makes it fun. And same with Tim. And our kids are good, and so we're all good here. Hope you and your families are as well. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone and see who we've got first. I believe it's Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hello. How are you, Julie?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from Perth, Australia.
Australia.
I'm originally from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Wonderful.
So what? 18 years there.
What time is it where you are?
It's exactly 12-hour time difference from Eastern time, so we're at 8:08 a.m. for exactly 12 hours.
Yeah, okay. So it's 7 p.m. where I am in the central time zone.
Oh, right.
So terrific.
So it's 13 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're not up in the middle of the night.
No, I know.
I appreciate that. Well, terrific. Well, thanks for joining us. How may I help you? You got a question for me?
I do. I've actually got lots and lots, but I'm going to make a booking with you. But the
Wonderful.
One that sort of stands out with me this morning is my nicotine addiction, which I've had since I was 12 years old. I am now 56, and I have managed to stop in the past, but for some reason, I've been on this spiritual journey for the last about 14 months, and it keeps cropping up, but it's just not happening for me. So I just wondered if there was maybe some guidance that you could give me in regards to a specific method that I could approach, or that's my guide.
Yeah. Well, I've got you on my radar, Diane, right now, and I'm going to give you a method, and I'm also going to clean out your lungs while I've got you. How about that?
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
So while you've been talking, I've raised my vibrational level to the level of spirit. I've watched a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, hooked down into you in Australia. You know, really, I'm talking to you real time in the future. How cool is that?
Because
it's
cool.
Thursday night here, and it's Friday morning where you are. So
it certainly is.
Talk about woo-woo, man. We're doing some serious woo-woo here. And so I have a hologram of you in my mind's eye, and I've shot energy from your feet up through the top of your head, and, of course, it went to your lungs, and they look pretty, they look pretty brown. They're not pink and healthy. And so I'm sucking all that brown yuck out of your lungs. At the bottom of your lungs, Diane, there's like this sticky molasses-looking stuff, and it's the tar from the cigarettes.
Right.
And so to get it off, it almost peels off. What I've watched happen in a healing is I want to get lasered so it makes it hard, and then I peel it off so it's almost like a rubbery consistency. And it's pretty raw underneath that at the bottom of your lungs. So I've put some stem cell energy on that on both sides, and that will help regenerate the tissues in your lungs. And, you know, you are a great example of who we need to stay home during this pandemic.
For sure, yeah.
Know, your lungs. All right, so to help you with the addiction, go to Amen, A-M-E-N, like amen, hallelujah. Appropriate during Holy Week, right?
It's true.
So Amen Clinics. Plural, amenclinics.com, and look up addiction. There are parts of the brain that can be enhanced with different, not only different methodologies, but different vitamins and minerals and nutrients and food.
Okay.
And when they do a brain scan, a SPECT scan of somebody who has an addiction issue, there are parts of the brain that are affected and that light up on the scan and parts that don't.
Yeah.
So go on the amenclinics.com and you'll find some things that I think will be really helpful with that.
Okay.
Help
is that more information or items? Because I'm in Australia, so is that like
it's information.
American,
yeah, it's American.
It's information.
It's information. You'll learn a lot, and they'll talk about, okay, if you've got, you know, if you've got this addiction going on, these are some herbs or supplements and stuff that can help you, and they explain how it will help the part of your brain that's being triggered with the addiction. Yeah.
Okay.
So check that out. Check that
All
out.
Right, I
look forward to talking with you and having you for a whole hour.
Me too. I've got my questions all written out. So I'm
Wonderful.
Looking forward to it myself.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Okay. Thanks
Happy
so much,
Easter.
Julie.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Miss Patty. Let me find you, Miss Patty. Here you go. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
How are you, girl?
I'm okay, but my mother's not doing that well.
Uh-oh. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. You're in the middle of it. In America, anyways, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, New York City, yeah.
New York City. Okay, so what's going on with your mama?
Okay, my mother's a pancreatic cancer survivor of 20 years. Mm-hmm. At the same time, she has a regular heartbeat. So 2008, she has congestive heart failure, and last 2 years, she received medication for diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's 87 years old. I know she's going to go sooner or later, okay?
Yeah.
But like, if you see her, you wouldn't believe she could cook for herself. She could clean herself. She could take a shower by herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she could do her own bed. It's not like... Mm-hmm. Okay. So last week, now she takes some medication for her pulse rate.
Mm-hmm.
And for about a year, her pulse has been fine in the morning. Just
mm-hmm.
since Monday, it's been high in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last month, she's been having diarrhea like a few times already. And I told her she should go see a doctor. And my brother doesn't want to take her. So this morning, her pulse was very high and scared the hell out of me. And then she had diarrhea. Now she feels better, but that's what I've been noticing in the morning. But somebody said something to me 2 weeks ago. She had to do her blood work because she's on Coumadin because of her regular heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
The phlebotomist, or what they call people who take the blood,
mm-hmm.
Said that she was very dehydrated because they could tell, because when you try and take the blood. Do you think that person's right? Is my mother very dehydrated because she doesn't drink a lot of water?
Remind me of her name, Patty.
Katarina.
All right, I can say it like an Italian. Katarina. All right.
Katarina.
So I've connected to you from you to your mom. All right, and I'm asking her permission to scan her. I'm talking with your daughter, Patty. She goes, of course, of course. Good job, Patty, set that up. I don't know if you did, but it's working. Just for those of you that are listening, I always ask permission before I scan somebody. Like, Patty's asking me to scan her mom. Even if she has permission, I'm still going to ask. And if I get a no, I won't scan them. I can, but I won't because it's an ethical thing with me. I believe it's an invasion of privacy. Okay, yeah, she looks dehydrated. She looks like a wilted plant, Patty. So get her not only to drink water, but just give her foods with a lot of water in them. like fruit and stuff like that that has water in it.
I've been noticing because maybe because she's getting older, she doesn't eat as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that normal for people who are 87 years old?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And they get smaller. Yeah.
And even my sister-in-law, who's a pharmacist in a big mm-hmm. cancer hospital here in New York City,
mm-hmm.
she said that dehydration could cause you to have high pulse rate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She looks like a wilted plant that you put water in, and then it stands right up. So, does she drink tea? Does she drink what will she drink?
In the morning, she has to drink her Italian coffee.
There you go.
Her Medaglia d'Oro. I swear to God, she doesn't like any other coffee. It has to be Medaglia d'Oro.
Yeah. So get her to drink more stuff, and I would trick her and get her to eat some fruit and stuff that has fruit and veggies has a bunch of water in it, and that'll help as well. So she looks good to me. She's just dehydrated. So she's good.
Right.
But you're staying safe. Everybody's good other than that.
Yeah, she said it's just nervous because it's like I've been home. Tomorrow will be 4 weeks since I've been home. I'm very fortunate. I'm very happy. I still have a job.
Absolutely.
Still work from home.
Absolutely. And you have a home to stay in.
Right.
You know, how fabulous is that? So I'm going to run,
You don't see anything wrong with my mother. She's just dehydrated. She's
dehydrated.
Fine.
Yeah, she's fine. She's fine.
All right. Thank you.
You're good.
Thanks
for calling. Bye, Patty.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Sophia next. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
So probably the last 6 months or...
Oh, did I lose you? You still there? Did you mute yourself? Oh, I think we lost her. All right, I'll come back to her. Let's go to Margaret next. Hi, Margaret.
Margaret. Hi. How do you expect to get cold so fast?
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Can you get me off speaker, please?
I just did.
Okay, perfect. Great.
Yeah.
Then we won't have the feedback. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, terrific. You got a question for me?
Yes. I had to think which one I wanted. I think I've got, I don't know, spirits or something in the house. It seems like every once in a while I look out of the side of my eye and I'll see something move.
Uh-huh.
And that's not, it's not real, it's not scaring me, but it's just, to me it looks like that. So I don't know if maybe it's just my imagination or...
You're seeing stuff. When you do that, we all have it happen to us. Most of us, we're all born with intuitive capabilities, Margaret. And then we mm-hmm. discount them. We go, oh, I must be imagining that. And then it mm-hmm. shuts them down. So when you see that, you are. And all you do is you just ask, okay, who's here? Wait, you got something you want to tell me? And we're all surrounded by spirits all the time, but when we see spirits, most of the time they want to let us know they're around. And, all spirits are pure love and light. You remember that? So do you know who it is? Do you have an inkling?
My mom.
Okay. What's her name?
Ophelia. They called her Faye was her nickname.
All right. And have you talked to her?
No.
All right, you want to know?
I talk to her in my head sometimes, but
so that's how you do it. You ask her a question either aloud or in your head, or you make a statement, and then she's going to respond, and it's going to feel like it's a thought in your head because spirits communicate telepathically.
Okay.
And you want to be really specific if you're asking for guidance or asking her a question, like you're trying to find something or whatever. And and then she's gonna respond, and then what's gonna happen is you can ask her another question or say something else, and then she'll respond to that as well.
So it is my mom?
It is your mom. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just talk to her. And then the other thing to remember is spirits are really literal. So you want to be really specific with her if you're asking for guidance, because how usable it is, Margaret, is going to be determined by how specific you are and how you ask the question.
Okay.
Like an example is, Mom, am I going to enjoy the Easter egg hunt? And she says, yes. And then you go and it's pouring down rain and you don't even have an Easter egg hunt. And you're thinking, Mom, what's up with that? But then had you asked the question, and am I going to enjoy the Easter egg hunt on, you know, April, whatever Easter is, what the 12th, April 12th of 2020 at my home, see how the difference is in how you've asked the question?
Oh, okay.
So it's more, the information you're going to get in return is going to be more applicable. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Speaking of Easter egg hunts, I hope you have a wonderful Easter.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Margaret. Bye-bye. All right, Sophia, I see you're back. Let's see if I can get you this time. Sophia, are you back?
I am. I'm sorry about it. We kind of get touchy service up here, so.
Where are you?
Tabernash, Colorado.
Okay. Terrific. Got a question for me?
I do. So the last 6 months or so, I've just not been sleeping well, waking up probably two or three times during the night, like every hour on the hour. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten increasingly worse. So I don't know. I've tried to change my diet up. I've tried to exercise more, limit my screen time. And I just, I don't know what to do.
What do you eat for dinner most nights? What kind of food?
Oh, all sorts.
Mostly,
I definitely have like a balanced, like meats, vegetables, sometimes pasta. A whole array of food. We like to mix it up a lot, but definitely a balanced meal.
Add a little bit of organic fruit for dessert, so you up your carbs a little bit right before you sleep. You know, like don't go to bed like for 2 or 3 hours after you eat. But what I find for myself, and I have a whole bunch of clients that have tried this, and everybody I've talked to, this has helped. Get some organic blueberries. I like to get the frozen ones at Costco. And I'll put some organic grapes, frozen ones again, and I'll let them melt a little bit. And then I'll eat them, and it's kind of like eating a sorbet that's legal. It doesn't have any sugar. It's got fructose. You will sleep like a baby.
All right. Awesome.
That's something that I've read many places, and I've tried it myself. And like I said, I have many clients that have done it too. And they're like, oh, my God, it's like miraculous. So try that. I don't expect you to eat a whole carrot cake or something. I mean, be smart about it. But
yeah.
And stop 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. But try that and see if that helps.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Happy Easter. Bye, Sophia.
Happy Easter. Bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
I am calling from Easton, Pennsylvania.
All right. Terrific. What's going on up there?
Well, not much. I'm out there working every day in the medical field, so it's kind of been scary, but just trying to keep positive.
Thank you for what you're doing. What department are you working in?
I am a medical courier, so I'm going to all the hospitals and nursing homes and bringing the labs back to our central lab.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we appreciate your efforts. You know, I always tell military people when I see them in the store, thank you for your service. And now whenever I see anybody in scrubs or, you know, looking like they're a medical provider personnel, I always say, thanks for your service.
We appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody who's pitching in and helping and caring for, you know, our loved ones as we all go through this together.
Everybody listening, do something fun for the medical providers. Tim and I sent 100 meals to universities, hospitals, emergency room here on Monday just for the staff, just as a thank you. And I called the local Greek restaurant, and I called the ER first. Kristen, I said, can I do this? And they said, yeah, it's just got to be, you know, individual meals, like individual portions in an individual container. And so we dropped it off, or we had it delivered, actually had it dropped off, and they met him at the door and brought it all in. But, you know, do something, even if it's little. Like, you know, bake cookies and put them in individual packages or something and drop them off at the emergency room or at a fire station or the police. Or it's not just medical providers. It's, you know, every service person. I heard President Trump, I think it was last night, and he thanked all the cashiers and clerks, you know, working in the grocery stores and working in the pharmacies and places like that. So,
So I'm very, very grateful to all of them.
Yeah,
definitely.
I bet. All right. Got a question for me?
I do. I'm calling concerning my dog, Cupcake. I'm a big animal lover. I have three dogs. But Cupcake has, I believe they call it a luxing patella. And it's caused her a lot of pain and discomfort. And she's put on a lot of weight because she can't walk and ambulate that well. So I was wondering if you'd be able to do some healing on her legs so that she's able to walk better and get around and lose some weight.
Yeah, what's a luxing patella? Tell her.
I think it's when
the
kneecap pops out of place.
Oh.
And it's actually, the doctor said it's kind of fused out of place now. And if they do surgery, it's only at like a 50% recovery. And they don't advise it unless it's the last resort.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. So the energy, I love her name, by the way. Tell us what kind of dog she is.
She is a Cabochon, which is a Bichon and a King Charles Cavalier.
Yeah, I bet she's darling.
She's beautiful.
I bet.
She's my angel.
She's a princess, probably,
She is. She's on the
couch. Yeah. She's on the couch now, lounging, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So the energy went to her right front leg. Is that the one that's affected, Kristen?
No, it is her right hind leg.
All right. So the energy went to her right front leg first. So I always follow where it goes first. And it may be that leg's just tired because it's carrying the burden.
She's been having like allergies as well. She's been licking her paw, so maybe that's bothering her more at the moment.
I don't know. Well, like I said, and I see that in humans sometimes too. Like somebody will have an injury on one leg, and then the energy will go first to their other leg, and then they'll say, "Well, you know, you're right because that leg's really been hurting a lot too. Like, let's fix the one that needs the least amount of fixing, so you can walk, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm in the right leg. Front leg first, and let's see what's going on with that. How old is she?
She is 7.
All right, not that old. She's got some stuff going on with her bones. Her what I would call a femur, you know, in a person. I don't know what that's called in a dog. She's got some, it looks like she's got osteoporosis for dogs.
Really?
So I'm putting stem cell energy in that leg. And it's filling in the holes. When I see osteoporosis in a human, Kristen, it looks like, you know how coral has holes in it?
Right.
And so I can see a bone and it's got holes in it. Osteopenia is divots in the bone.
Okay.
So either way, I put stem cell energy in and that regenerates the bone matter. Let me look at the rest of her bones. It's only in that leg.
Only in that leg.
Bizarre. Yeah. Something's up with that.
Okay.
So hopefully this will take care of it. Okay, rash. She's got a rash on that front leg. She's biting and scratching it and stuff.
As we speak.
yeah. It's lawn chemicals is what it is. And you know, everybody's putting stuff on their lawns because it's springtime. So just wipe her down when you bring her in. Get a baby wipe, an unscented one, and do that. All right. Back right leg is the one that's popping out of place.
Right.
All right. So I'm watching tendons get tightened to hold that in place. Kind of like if you had a ball and socket but it wasn't being tightly held in place. Like if you put elastic on either side of it and the elastic got loose and so that was moving around. I just watched those tendons and ligaments and stuff get tightened. So I hope that helps with her back knee. But the front knee, the front leg's the one that you're gonna need to watch.
What would you suggest that we would do for that?
Well, there's some kind of a meal. If you email me, julie@askjulieryan.com, I will check with my daughter-in-law, Mallory, Dr. Mal, who's a veterinarian, and let me ask her. How they, you know, there maybe what I'm getting is there's some kind of food, you can feed her or some kind of supplement or something. So I'll get you a free vet opinion. How about that?
That would be excellent. I would greatly appreciate that.
I will talk to Dr. Mal. I'll text her after the show. And so you email me and I'll respond to you via email what I get.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Kristen.
You so much.
You
so
bet.
Thankful and grateful for your healing. We appreciate it.
You bet. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see who we've got next. I believe it's Kate. Hi, Kate. Hi, Kate.
Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Wonderful. How are you doing there? And that's kind of a hot spot all of a sudden, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My question is for you is, my husband passed away suddenly 8 months ago.
Oh.
And the isolation has just brought all the grief back to a head.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
What can I do?
I'm sorry. So remember, grief is like waves of the ocean, and the ocean waves come crashing in, and it hurts like crazy, and then you know they're going to recede, and then it's going to be calm, and then you're going to get more waves crash in, and then you know it's going to recede, and it's going to be calm. So keep that in mind when it really is hurting very badly, that just picture waves of the ocean that's going to come in cycles. All right, and then eventually it's going to start subsiding, like high tide, eventually it's going to go to low tide. With some time. That's the first thing. Have you read my book, Angelic Attendance?
No.
All right. Get a copy of that, Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens as We Transition from This Life into the Next. And it will give you a lot of comfort, I believe, Kate. You can get it anywhere you get books. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. I mean, it's all over. And there's an audiobook form if you prefer that. And there's a Kindle form and there's a paperback form. So get one of those. That will give you a lot of comfort. It will give you a lot of information. And then the third thing I suggest is talk with him. Do you talk with him?
Yes, I try. I try.
Okay. And what I was just talking about before, that with Margaret, you know, with her mom, her mom's spirit, say something to your husband. What was his name?
Walt.
Walt. Say something to Walt, and then you're going to hear him answer you. It's going to be like a thought in your head. And then say something else. And you can either say it aloud or you can say it in your head. He's there. You can communicate with him, and you can have a conversation with him. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. Remember, spirits are really literal. So he's always going to give you a correct response. How usable it is and understandable it is going to depend on how, you know, your comment or question is posed, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I believe when you read Angelic Attendance, that's going to help a lot.
Can I ask a quick question? It was very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Did he know, did he have any inkling? I'm a nurse, and I started CPR because I found him collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And he never seemed to come back. But, you know, I'd like to know, was there any kind of recognition on his part?
Well, certainly on his spirit. His spirit was above. And when you read my book, you'll see how the spirit stays attached to the top of the head. And then when the spirit separates the body, oftentimes the spirit will linger up above. He did not know it was coming. It was very sudden. Did you do an autopsy?
No.
Okay. Did he had a heart attack is what I'm getting, a massive heart attack. Is that what you think?
We had just come in from the doctors because he had been short of breath for like a week or so.
Yeah.
And he had no... You know, he seemed fine, and I walked in the other room, and then I just walked back to the bedroom and just found him on the floor.
No, sorry. My goodness. So, no, he didn't know it was coming.
Okay.
His spirit knew, but his body didn't know, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that helps. Are you working?
No, I'm retired.
Okay.
which is making the isolation that much harder.
Is there something that you can do to help, help volunteer? I know that nurses, I have a friend that lives in Louisville who's retired, who's a nurse, and she volunteered at a hospital, and she's part of a call center from her home talking to employees that have symptoms. And
I love that.
Yeah, so call your local hospitals, and you got a bunch of them up there, and just say, hey, what can I do from home? I'm a retired nurse. Can I be part of a call center for employees or maybe like a hotline or something for people calling in wanting information? How can I help? And I bet they have something that you can do to help.
Yeah. I've gotten good at making masks. Which
there you go.
Donating to family and friends, but I like your idea.
Yeah, give that a try. And I bet
I will.
More than one place will take you up on your offer, and they'll be thrilled.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677-POUND. You can find this information a whole bunch of different places, anywhere you download podcasts. It's in the show notes. It's also on my website, askjulieryan.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see it. And it's on, we're on YouTube, and it's in the show notes there. We're on Alexa. We talk about it there. I also post the day of the show. I'll post that morning on Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan and on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. He'll say, hey, remember, call into the show, and it'll have the call-in numbers. And then I send out a blog each week. And that's a question somebody has submitted online, and I answer it. And in the notes of the email, it has all this call-in information, too. So lots of places you can get it. When you're on my site, sign up for my blog and also schedule an appointment, and then I'll have a whole hour with you, which will be really fun. We have fun, even if we're talking about serious stuff, I promise. We laugh. We can talk about anything and everything that you want to talk about in the hour. If you want to schedule an appointment and you go, can I do a PET scan and a medical scan on me and a past life thing? The answer is yes. We can do any combo platter that you want with that, and it's really fun. Also, before I forget, my class, my next session of angelic attendance with 12 students starts next Saturday, so the Saturday after Easter, the 18th. I have one spot left. I've got 11 people that have signed up already. I've got one spot left. So if you are interested in enhancing your life in every area and being able to do the stuff that I do, please join us. It's life-changing. You're able to tap into universal intelligence and get communication from whomever. And we have a ball, you guys. We have so much fun doing it too. So consider that. All right. This week, I loved this question. This came from Tiffany. It was questions, plural. It came from Tiffany, and Tiffany lives in Houston, Texas. And she said, hi, Julie. I understand Pope Clement is one of your guides, and he was the Pope during the plague and pardoned all those who perished for their sins. I'd be interested to get his take on our current pandemic. From his higher perspective, what were some of the spiritual lessons learned for people of his time, and what does he see as the spiritual insights we can gain in our time? How does he view our current medical interventions, political handling, global communications and responses, etc.? Any insight on why this pandemic is here for us now and how we can deal with it in the most positive way for the highest good of all would be appreciated. Thank you, Tiffany. And here's my response. Hi, Tiffany. You are correct. Pope Clement VI, and I put in parentheses Clement, that's what I call him, is my main spirit guide and was Pope in the 14th century during the Black Plague when two-thirds of Europe died. I've read the pandemic was so devastating it took 300 years for the population to return to pre-plague levels. Easy for me to say. Although he's best known for his prayers for the dying and dead, Pope Clement was very involved in helping all people, not just Catholics. He consulted with the best physicians and astronomers of his day and strategized with them about how to stop the spread of the disease. This included clearing the streets, similar to our current social distancing stay-at-home measures, and consecrating the Rhone River so infected corpses could be thrown in the water and carried to the Mediterranean Sea. At that time, the Holy See, the Vatican, was located in Avignon, France, before it was located in Rome. When Jews were being blamed for the pandemic and Roman Catholics across Europe began killing Jews, Clement condemned the violence, issued papal bulls, which is a decree, and had his clergy spread the message that those blaming Jews were being seduced by the devil. His interventions worked and stopped further killings. Lastly, Clement was so progressive, he granted the forgiveness of sins to all people who died from the plague, regardless of gender, race, age, or religious beliefs. Sounds like Clement was way more than a religious leader. He was a statesman way ahead of his time. When I asked Clement, somebody just came on, so I'm going to mute you. When I asked Clement what he thought about the current pandemic, he said, quote, "It's a blip on the history of the world, but it sure has gotten everyone's attention," end quote. He went on to say, "Many blessings are happening as a result of countries, their governments, and citizens all working together for a common cause. New advancements in medicine, communication channels, protocols, commerce, and innovation in many sectors of business and society have been realized. Best of all, however, is the goodwill of mankind is on full display. Regardless of race, nationality, religion, socioeconomic status, and the like, people are once again valuing each other in a way that hasn't ever been seen before. That's mainly because your technological advances allow information to circulate the globe with ease. The key now is, how will the world utilize the lessons learned from this relatively short period of time? Will it foster cooperation among nations for the health and betterment of all people? This can be done while focusing on the best interests of each civilization. The key is, when doing what is in the highest good of all, the results realized are better than expected outcomes warrant. Fear is a powerful motivator, while love reigns supreme," end quote. And then I closed with, "Thanks for asking such timely and thought-provoking questions." I thought that was really amazing. And the thing that was so funny about this, you guys, is when that question came in, I thought, well, duh, Ryan. Yeah, of course, Clement was in office during the plague, and I hadn't asked him what he thought. So I guess he felt like he had to have Tiffany ask me in a email that she sent in as a question. So, Tiffany, that was great. Thank you for doing that. A couple of other fun things. When I call him in, and he shows up, he always has his Pope hat on, which just cracks me up. At this point, he's been my main spirit guide for over 10 years. I go, Clement, you don't have to wear your hat. I know who you are, because he always has his whole Pope outfit on. It's a riot. And then the other thing I thought that was really interesting of what I found out with him was he consulted the top physicians and astronomers of his day. And back then, astronomers were part of the court. I mean, they were right up there with the physicians. And then over time, you know, a lot of religions, they basically badmouthed astronomers and psychics and stuff like that. But since the beginning of civilizations, astronomers and psychics have been part of the deal. And the Catholic Church, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, the Pope issued a bulletin or whatever you call it, a papal whatever, that said, hey, for his churches and his clergy to welcome psychics and healers because, you know, they were doing God's work. So I just thought that was interesting from a historic perspective. Tiffany, thanks so much for submitting that question and getting me to ask him. So here we go. Let's go back to the phone. I think our next caller is Lois. Hi, Lois.
Hi, Julie. How are you today?
I'm well, girl. How are you holding up?
Well, I have lung problems, but I want to more talk to you about, I'm in New Orleans, and that's a real hot spot.
Yeah,
so I was wondering, and my husband and I are 80, And we have been fortunate because we've been able to hunker in and not ever leave the house. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long we can keep on doing that. But, I mean, I was wondering if you had any idea how much longer this thing was going to be.
I get 3 weeks when you ask that question right off the top of my head.
Okay.
Do you have somebody bringing you food? Do you have family there?
Yes. Well, we had a stockpile because I had to it's a long story, but anyway, we're survivalists. We had done some of the Mormon food years back, and that lasts 30 years, and it's very good. We have been using some of it, and every now and then my son can get out, and he brings us stuff. But we would have somebody if we really, really needed it. We're just trying to do it, you know, trying to take care of ourselves because everybody's in the same problem. I mean, it's really, it's incredible, but we have not good politicians here.
Well, I know, I've heard President Trump talking about that he was talking to the CEO of Ochsner, which is the big hospital chain, for those of you that don't know, down in Louisiana and in New Orleans in particular. And so he sounds like he's really on it with the, you know, with the hospital people down there and on top of it. So I think
we know about Ochsner, and my husband and I, in fact, have doctors at Ochsner. But we haven't, of course, until if you really needed it. And we're trying real hard, and I feel like, you know, we were pretty well prepared, thank God, and that I think we're going to be okay without really needing to, you know, to really lean real hard on somebody, because everybody, I mean, can you imagine these medical professionals that are out there? It's incredible.
I know. We have a graduate group that gets together once a month of people that have gone through my training, Lois, and one of them is an ICU nurse in L.A., and we had a group get together on Saturday, and she was in tears. She said the stress was just crazy.
I know. It's really, you know, I wonder, you know, the deal with this is really with the Chinese really started this. Mm-hmm. And, well, anyway, that's a long story. But what I wanted to ask you as well is there any, God, I forgot what I wanted to ask. Something about is there something we can do in particular? Do you know?
Yeah, I want you to, next time your son comes over, have him get you some ester C, E-S-T-E-R, it's vitamin C, but it's buffered, Lois.
Yeah.
Have him get you some ester C and some zinc.
And right? Zinc, okay.
Zinc. Zinc is a natural antiviral. So that's number one. And I want you to take at least 500 milligrams of ester C and 50 milligrams of zinc once a day. Both of you. And that's
how much
an immune
zinc?
Booster. 50 milligrams
how much is
of zinc. 50.
How much? 50 milligrams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 500 of C. And then one other thing I want you to do is, do you have a patio that you can sit on?
Yes, we have. Well, it's not really a patio, but we have a place in the yard.
Okay.
We live in a duplex, which is two or ten.
So get at least 20 minutes of sun on your skin at least once a day when the sun's out.
Yeah, I knew that. I went today and did that. I don't know where I learned that, but anyway, yeah.
So that'll help boost your immune system because the ultraviolet lights, rays of the sun, Lois, have antibacterial and antiviral properties.
Yeah.
And it helps create vitamin D in your system when you're in the sun. Now, go out there without any sunscreen on, even for 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day. And vitamin C and the zinc. Oh, yeah. Don't know sunscreen. I want the sun on your skin. Like, you can wear a bikini.
Oh, yeah. I said really because I thought, oh, God, I don't have any. No, but that's what I did today. I have no sunscreen.
Yeah. You can wear a bikini if you'd like, Lois, in your backyard.
Oh, God. Just what I need.
Okay,
I want to thank you.
You bet. I'm delighted to hear your voice.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, fun. That is so true, you guys, about the sun. Get some sun on your skin and at least 15 minutes a day. Okay, our next caller is Brian. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, Jules?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I really, really enjoyed our session and our time spent together a couple weeks back.
That's right. Please tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Encinitas, California, which is just about a half an hour north of San Diego.
That's right. Speaking of sunshine, I understand you guys had a little rain over there this week.
No, we've had like rain. It's very unprecedented as far as I can remember.
That's what I'm hearing. I talked to my son in L.A., and he was saying it was raining there today, too.
Yeah, we've had about 3 inches of rain in the last 4 or 5 days. It's not a lot for different parts of the country, but for us, it just seems like it never stops. So
right.
We're a little sun-deprived, but we're doing okay.
Got a question for me? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to check and see how I'm doing after the work you did on the prostate cancer and how any gaps in my energy field, because I've been really working at it.
In your energy field membrane, that looks great. That's intact. Yeah. I very rarely see one that has holes or tears in it, Brian, after it's repaired. So that tells me that it must take a really long time for those things to have a blowout. And most people over the age of about 15 will have one, but I have never, in all the tens of thousands of people I've scanned over the past more than 25 years, I've never seen a blowout in a membrane, energy field membrane, after it's been repaired. So that's good news. And
very much.
Prostate looks okay. I see one strand of DNA that's popped out, so I'm watching that get reconfigured. And what I'm talking about, for those of you that haven't heard this before, I see a chromosome, an X chromosome, come out of Brian's body to the side, to his left side, my right, and a strand of DNA, which is the recipe that tells the cells how to behave. And I'm watching it get reconfigured back to its normal recipe. Because cancer cells mutate, and they're really crafty, and you know this. You're a doctor, so you know this. But we just stay 3 steps ahead of them, and we just redo the DNA as it comes out. So other than that, I think you look great.
That sounds good. I'm still having a biopsy in about 2 weeks, unless they cancel me, and I'll let you know how I'm doing, okay?
Okay, terrific. Really appreciate it, and keep on keeping on. You look great.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Okay.
And have a good one.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see who's next. I believe it's Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Doing well. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay.
It's about Hilton Head Island. It's lovely here right now. I'm calling because I just have some concerns with my daughter. She has had acid reflux all of her life since she was a toddler. She's 29. She's working on trying to get into an acid reflux clinic in Baltimore, which is where she lives. But in the meantime, I just wanted to see if there was anything that you could do that I could tell her could be done, or...
Yeah, you know, first thing I'm getting right off the top of my head is it's yeast. Acid reflux is yeast. It's yeast overgrowth.
Okay.
Almost 100% of the time. So what is her name? Cynthia, I'll get her on my radar if she'll let me, but what's her name?
She will. Her name is Lauren.
Lauren. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm connected into you. And then I've got a laser beam head north to Lauren. Lauren, I'm talking to your mama. She wants me to scan you energetically. Is that okay? Yes. Okay, good. That was good. You set that up well, Mom. Good job.
Yes, I did.
Good job. All right. Yeah, she's full of yeast. She looks like a yeast troll. Looks like somebody sprinkled powdered sugar or flour on her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So have her stay low on the food chain for food. God made it.
Okay.
She can eat it. If man made it in a factory, avoid it. Have her peel fruit if she's going to eat fruit, because the peel's full of yeast. Have her avoid putting slices of lemon in her water because it's full of yeast. So she's drinking a yeast cocktail when that happens.
Okay.
Have her freeze leftovers. Have her avoid anything processed, including especially sugar, and anything fermented.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so wine, beer, alcohol, kimchi, yogurt, you know, all that sauerkraut, all that stuff they tell you to eat.
This is going to make her very sad.
I know. And then the other thing is, if you email me, Cynthia, julie@askjulieryan.com, and anybody listening, same goes for you, I will send you a link for her to have a gut biome test that she can order. She doesn't need a doctor to do it. It's a discounted price on this link I'm going to send you, and it's going to test the RNA and the DNA of the critters in her gut.
Okay.
That's where our immune system is based, Cynthia. And more importantly, based on what's going on in her gut, it's going to say, these are your superfoods to eat. These are the foods for you to avoid. Here's everything else. Eat this a lot, eat this a little. And it's a game changer for people. So instead of doing the keto diet or the yeast diet or the whatever diet, let's do the Lauren diet. And let's see what we need to do to get her immune system. So those, you know, those Prilosec and all that kind of stuff that they prescribe for their reflux, that stuff just makes it worse. It usually makes it worse. So
actually,
she's got to get the yeast under control.
Okay. Thank you. Awesome. Well, just quickly, she's going to start work in a COVID unit on Monday. I wondered if we could just do a little protective bubble.
Yeah. She's got it. Yeah, everybody calling into the show, everybody listening to the show, I've just done a big group bubble on everybody. Thanks for reminding me, Cynthia. But, yeah, she's got it. You bet.
Thank you.
Tell her thanks
much,
for her
Julie.
Service. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I have an appointment with you in May. I'm really excited. That'll be about me and my dog. But
wonderful.
I had to get my girl in there. So
wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. I look forward to talking with you longer.
Mm-hmm,
take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. We've got, I know it's not Daryl. Tell me how you pronounce your name.
Daryl.
Daryl.
That's the
Carl. Daryl. Hi, Daryl.
Hi. This is my first time calling in. I tried a few weeks ago after hearing you on Suzanne's radio show, and I was quite impressed. So I'm not sure I have all the questions, but I feel you definitely are in touch with the other side. And
my son, when he was little, Darl used to say, "Mommy, ask the spirits and beyond."
Well,
say, okay.
good for them that they recognize your talents, because I've been spiritual, I think, for a long time. My youngest daughter really got me going, you might say, but I'm certainly equal, or, you know, she introduced me to Suzanne. But as I said when I first became aware of her or whatever, I just thought, no, this is evolution, you know, in the spirit world. Again, you're not as old as I. I'm, you know, a young 77-year-old. But I, too, listened or read about Seth, you know, back. Although it took place when I was in college, but I didn't read this until probably 20 or 30 years after. So anyway, the spirit world, I believe, has evolved quite a bit. And I'm unfortunately so left-brained that everything I am trying to get in touch, I've had two problems. One was I had a severe brain injury. It's been 3 years, I think, now. We're in April. I'm so used to saying it's coming up in March. But, and then I lost my husband in the same year. And I'm enjoying your show because some of these people have experienced what I have. And I lost him suddenly, and I just grieved over his loss. So I think my grief was worse than my brain injury. I don't know. Again, I say I'm young, but my mind is that of an older. My mind is probably of 117 because I lost my chain of thought. But anyway,
Daryl, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Manhattan Beach, California.
Oh yeah, I know it well.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Well, anyone that flies into L.A., you kind of are very close. And my daughter lives here, and she, I have two daughters, and the one that lives here, you know, took me in, you might say. I'm living in her old house. So
wonderful. Did you have a question for me?
Well, I had so many that, you know, Suzanne has a show with Sanaya. And I was lucky to get one in, but let's just talk in terms of this pandemic, and then maybe I'll contact you by email because I had no idea what to expect today. But I feel that this pandemic is a result, or I don't want to say result, but is certainly orchestrated from the above. And I'm not talking about reward or punishment or anything like that, because I feel the universe always has our best needs in mind. So would you agree that it is orchestrated from above, and we should look for the good in this and not have the fear? I don't have the fear again. I don't know how close you are with Suzanne, but I don't feel that fear is relevant. I mean, I don't excuse anyone that is fearful. I mean, you know, we're all human, but I don't fear it. I feel, you know, I feel life is eternal. You know what she preaches, and I'm sure you preach, or not preach, but, you know, believe the same thing.
Right. And who Daryl's talking about, you guys, is Suzanne Giesman, who's a medium.
Yeah.
And she has a show, and I was a guest on her show. Daryl, I agree with you. I think there are amazing blessings that are coming as a result of this pandemic. And I think my Pope Clement said it beautifully.
Yeah, I just read that today, your Tiffany message, and I read it all, and yes, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I think that it boggles my mind what our governments and leaders have been able to accomplish really in no time. Just the sheer fact that they put up a 2,500-bed hospital in the middle of Central Park in 4 days is just phenomenal.
No,
it's miraculous.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. Everyone is trying so hard during this event. And if anything, it's bringing us together, you know.
I agree.
I mean, not that that's 100%, but you get my point.
Well, and I thought Pope Clement's comment at the end of his quote, which is fear is a powerful motivator while love reigns supreme, was just perfect.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was just absolutely,
absolutely. Yeah.
Right,
I just read
you know, right on the
money.
Yeah.
I wanted, I wanted to contact you before, but I thought, I don't know how to do this. And I'm a computer person, but, you know, now I'm on my iPad, as I said, but I thought she doesn't really mean call in on the telephone and then sit there on hold forever. So anyway, it's all a learning experience.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend. I'm going to need to run. And thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Well, thank you for getting to me. And I'll maybe I think I emailed you before, so you must have an email address. And I'll address some other questions, but
just schedule session, schedule an appointment.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll have a whole hour to talk. Yeah.
Oh, that would be perfect. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That is it for this week, but I just wanted to wish you all a wonderful Easter. I'm sure it's going to be different for all of us this year. But so much to be grateful for, our families, our homes, you know, our government leaders that are doing amazing, miraculous things to help us all stay safe and healthy. Thank you to all of our medical workers, everybody that's working. And till next week, everybody, sending lots of love and hugs. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at AskJulieRyan and like her on Facebook at AskJulieRyan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.